be the church. Come on, let's go here. Colossians 1. Are you there? Colossians 1. I shouldn't hear too many pages by now. Verse 26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is. What's the mystery revealed? Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm going to just define that word glory. I know there's a lot of things we can say about it, the weightiness and all that. But very simply, just see it as this, because it's not misconstruing anything. The manifestation of who God is, the attributes of God revealed, all that God is. Christ in you is the hope of the manifestation of the attributes of God. Does that make sense? Anytime God's revealed, that's God's glory. Any aspect of God is weighty and glory. Yes. Glory, yes. You get it? Do you get the... So Christ, the Christ, what's my hope of glory? The Christ in me. So is there a hope of glory? That means, is there a hope of the manifestation of God? Yeah, because I believe he's in me. Did you hear what this young man's up here singing over and over? These songs that he's singing, manifest through me and giving myself to you and no sellout price. And there was that one phrase he was just going on and then he'd switch it and make it us to him, God to us to him. And it was all this concept just pouring out. Christ is in me. It's him we preach. Now watch. Warning, isn't that an interesting word? Warning every man. Why? Because it's nothing less. This is it. Teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man complete in Christ. Look what Paul says. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. So he has laid down his life to accomplish this and establish Christ in the people. Is that what he's saying? You say, well, what are you saying? When you see Jesus, you've already seen the... He said, if I don't do the deeds of my Father, don't believe me. Well, he said, as the Father sent me, I send... How do we get around this stuff? As the Father sent me, I send... You say, well, he was talking to the apostles. He wasn't talking to us. We're taking it out of context. Somebody told him that just last week in a supermarket.
My daughter told him.
Yeah. His daughter said, look, go into all the world, preach saying the kingdom of God is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the leprosy. And she said, well, he's talking to the disciples. You're taking that out of context. That's what she said. Sounds like a viable answer. Matthew 28, he said what? Go into every nation, make disciples of every nation and teach them to observe everything I commanded you. What's Jesus saying? He's saying, look, if I'm talking to you, I'm talking to them. Now you go impart what I've imparted to you. Come on, there's just no way around this stuff. The just shall live by faith. Unfortunately, we've just let a lot of it... let's just go here. Colossians 2, you won't have to go far. I'm not being silly because the next one's Colossians 3. Verse 6. Let's just read Colossians 2, verse 1. For I want you to know what a great conflict I had for you. And those in Laodicea, and as for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches and full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden. So we got to search this out. Seek and you will knock, and the doors. Whoa. If it's valuable to you, if you see it as a treasure.